We're going to look at Acts chapter 15 today, and I'm going to read verses 4 and 5. And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all things that God had done with them. But some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up, saying, "It is necessary to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses." Human beings are very good at creating categories and then carelessly lumping people into them. The most obvious and extreme examples, of course, are things like the Nazi Holocaust, where millions lost their lives because of issues like ethnic affiliation. But it doesn't have to be as extreme as that to illustrate our tendency to generalize about people by whatever category they happen to fall in. Take, for example, the Pharisees, the famous arch enemies of Christ. Hard-hearted, self-centered, all-important. I'm guessing you know most of the stereotypes that have been handed down throughout the generations. And today's story only seems to support the things we've always been told. The Apostle Paul has been leading Gentiles into the church. And of course, it's the Pharisees who tried to hold things up. They can't be part of the church, they insisted, unless they're all circumcised. So there you have it. The Pharisees have utterly missed the point, and they're more concerned about minor issues than the personal salvation of millions of Gentiles. Their minds continue to lump all the individual Gentiles into a nebulous group of unclean people. But at the same time, we shouldn't miss a very important detail in this story. These are Pharisees who believed. Apparently, not every Pharisee was eager to see Jesus in a grave. There were those whose hearts had been deeply changed by the message, the mission, and the sacrifice of Jesus. These were Christian Pharisees. So many times our minds leave the Pharisees on the other side of the cross, as co-perpetrators in the greatest crime in human history. If you're a Pharisee, there just isn't much hope that you're ever going to see the kingdom. But on this side of the cross, there were Pharisees whose hearts were changed, and you're going to see them in the kingdom of heaven. So it might just be the case that while the Pharisees were busy sitting in judgment on the Gentiles as a group, we've been sitting in judgment on the Pharisees as a group. And it goes to show you that as far as God is concerned, everybody's a candidate for the kingdom of God, which makes looking at people through heaven's eyes just a better way to live.